Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Thought Vault podcast. Today we are going to talk about burnout. I don't know if you guys have been feeling it, but the weight of the world has been on our shoulders lately. We've been walking through so much as a culture, society, and especially as faith-based people. And so today we're going to talk about this subject I think is close to most of our hearts and try to figure out how we can wade through it because burnout can take you down a very deep rabbit hole. So let's get into it. Welcome to The Thought Vault, where we learn to unlock our minds to live with more purpose and bold intention. I'm your host, Emily Vermillion. Take a deep breath and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of The Thought Vault. I'm Emily, your certified Christian life coach, and today we are jumping into the subject of burnout. And as we said in the opening of this show, burnout is something that I believe most of us can relate to, especially if we are faith-based people, because our entire way of life has been scrutinized and under the microscope, going through all the things that we have in the last 2 years. And some of you who have been faithful listeners to the show know that I had taken a break from the show, and mainly it was because I was entering a season of burnout. And so I want to jump into this. I want to talk about it and help us kind of figure out how to wade through it. During my time away from the show, I took the time to further some of my certifications that I have in life coaching. I became pregnant and welcomed our third child into the world. And I've just been adjusting to life as a family of five. And with older kids that have started school now full time, what would be a full time school schedule, and just like jumping back into this life of podcasting and content creation and trying to put more work and energy into my business. And that's just a little bit of what I've been doing. So I know most of us are wearing many hats, have our hands in a lot of different things, and burnout is a real problem. Psychology Today defines burnout as a state of emotional, mental, and often physical exhaustion brought on by prolonged or repeated stress. And that to me is what I was experiencing the most. I was so mentally and physically drained, which was definitely impacting my emotional state too. I don't know about you guys, but if I don't get enough sleep, I become very emotional. and just mentally, you just become drained having to think and manage all the things that we often are having to do, because most of people today are wearing so many different hats, have so many different roles from just all the different parts of our lives. And so I don't know if you've been feeling like this, just maybe mentally stuck, confused, disconnected, a bit like your body is present, but you're emotionally distant, or you might be like dealing with some heavy emotion like resentment because you feel disenchanted or spited with your daily life due to the fact that you have so little in your day that you actually enjoy. And that's kind of the crux of burnout. And that's when I really noticed that I was entering burnout, is because I was like not happy about getting up every day. It was just every day was literally, it felt like just rolling into the next. And there wasn't any time carved out to actually enjoy life. And I just became very convicted of that, because God did not create us to be automatons, like robots, where we just go in, do our task, and move on to the next task. And every day just repeating that same cycle. And we are meant to live life. We are meant for purpose. And a lot of that cannot be fulfilled or carried out when we feel so depleted just by merely existing. And so if you're in that state, a mental state of feeling like you're just existing, you probably are facing burnout. And so I hope this episode is helpful for you. If you felt that at all, there are so many ways to address burnout. Like, you can just even do an easy Google search and figure out ways to help combat burnout. But the first thing about burnout is to become aware that you are burnt like a piece of toast. And to do something about it. It's easy, you know, to get lost in our cycle and get very depleted. And so trying to go against that is sometimes creates even more burnout, because your brain just automatically isn't wanting to expend more energy. So if you're like feeling depleted and then you're like, oh, I got to do something about it. Oftentimes if we're not aware enough, it just spirals us down into more procrastination, more anger, more frustration, more tiredness. And so it's very important that you are aware of it. And so that you can say no, like, I know my brain is going to tell me I can't expend any more energy to get myself out of this, but you have to. So there's many ways that you can prevent burnout. And that's something I want to talk about a little bit, because preventing burnout is probably the easiest way to stop yourself becoming into a deep cycle of burnout. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of these things that you hear with cliche phrases like my best morning routine, my best evening routine, the best mom schedule, the best working at home schedule, the best, all these like tips and tricks for having a routine to your day. That's one thing I want to talk about, because having a clear path really does help you stay clear and motivated and accountable to what you want to do in your life. And so it is very important to try and make sure that you are having some type of routine that's life-giving. One thing that helps the most with this is really first coming to prayer and leaning on God for wisdom. Because in my season of burnout, this is the only thing I could cling to. I was so overwhelmed with just everything going on in my life, all these ambitious goals that I had on top of just my day-to-day activity to carry out. And I was just in a season, where I needed to rely on God to carry me through, because I didn't have enough energy or foresight to see what I needed to do to take care of myself. I basically asked God, like when I reached burnout, I was just like, Lord, like I need to get through this afternoon. I need to get through this day. I need you to help me understand like what to let go of, what to say yes to. And when I really started clinging to prayer in my prayer life, I started to get answers. So it became very clear to me, God was telling me, you need to lay the podcast down, because you need like that extra time you're putting into the podcast. I need you to pivot and use that time for other things. So you may be in that season right now, like you might be an inactive burnout. And so I'm asking you to start voicing everything that you're feeling to the Lord, because he can handle it. He's been there. He knows. And if you can voice it to God, it puts it into an awareness for you to see that, yeah, this is what I'm dealing with and this is what I'm going through and I need help to get out of it. And he will start revealing to you, and probably very similar to me in very obvious ways. Like if you're having extreme resistance to something, that's probably an idea and a cue that you need to pray about that and get some clarification on if it's even something you should pursue. Sometimes even the good things that we say yes to, like helping out at a certain ministry and church, you know, on the surface, it sounds like, well, of course God wants me to do that. But he doesn't want you to do that if it's literally taking away from these other parts of your life that he needs you to focus on, like maybe work. Like oddly enough, maybe it's work he needs you to focus on, because he needs you to be present in what you're doing and building. And it might be your children. It might be your marriage. You have all this time to go help in this ministry, but maybe your marriage isn't where it needs to be. And so he's like, no, you need to have that time to go on date nights and connect with your spouse each evening. You don't need to be going to meetings and doing these extra errands. And so it's very important if you're in active burnout to just very much so lay it at the feet of God and just say, help me understand, because I have too much I'm trying to do and I need to know where it is I need to stop and when it is, what it is I need to pick up for something new to change and pivot. So if you're doing that, then you can slowly start to form new habits, because if you've been living a certain lifestyle and doing it a certain way, God starts to reveal to you, let's not go to bed at 11 o'clock at night working on this one project. Let's go to bed at a decent time. Let's lay that project down for a little bit. Go to bed at a normal time so you can rise early and get more prepared for your day. You feel better throughout your day when you do that, et cetera, et cetera. And so preventing burnout really does come down to your daily habits and helping you with boundaries and healthy boundaries, boundaries with your time and boundaries with people. And so that looks like really making it clear to you, to the people in your life, and in your relationship with God, what you're going to hold as priority. For me, when I was entering burnout, I was definitely in a season where I was not actively really connecting with the Lord. And I think that was part of the reason why I was getting so burned out. And so for me, it was coming to the realization that I need to spend the extra time that I have, like reading the word, being in prayer, being more consistent with getting to church and doing the things that like Bible study and things like that, that I wanted to do and felt called to do, but just was saying no to because I literally was running out of time each day. But it was because my priorities were a certain way. And so creating healthy boundaries, you have to initiate that. Other people are not going to create the boundaries for you. Time isn't a good leader in your boundaries. You have to set your time. So that's when having a healthy routine comes into play. And a lot of that, you know, you can have a great morning routine, you can have a great evening routine, but really it just means being consistent and allowing yourself to say no to things, to have the free space in your day. So a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. But honestly, it's just them not being able to manage their time correctly. And I know because I've been there and I've done that. It's just like you put all these things on your list. You have a running to-do list. You say yes to this. You don't want to turn down that. It's the fear of FOMO, all that stuff. I just want to implore you that having a routine to your day is going to make a huge impact on where you actually see your time going and what you're spending it on. For me, one way to do this easily is to take a log, kind of write down everything you're doing during the day. And even if you don't do it actively during the day, do it before you go to bed. Like write down everything you did to that day and see what all you got done and what you didn't get done. Because it's very eye-opening. We have an idea in our mind of what we're doing each day, but a lot of times we don't realize like how many times we're interrupted, how many times we lay one thing down and pick another thing up, how much dead time we spend scrolling on social media, watching a TV show, getting caught up in an errand and not sticking to what you were going into Target for and shopping the whole store instead, right? So like there are times in our day that we're just kind of letting flow through. Like we're not being very mindful of it. We don't have boundaries around it. I know for me, it's usually in the evenings after the kids go to bed. I'm an introvert. I have to recharge by being by myself. A lot of my bad habits are in the evening when the kids go to bed. It's staying up too late, binge watching TV instead of, you know, getting something done that would help me the next day, and just not taking care of myself in the way I need to in the evening to prepare myself for the next day ahead. And so then that just gets you more and more in a deficit. You need to take a log of what you're doing and then make sure that you are setting up goals that are going to help you accomplish that. So if it's, I need to start working out because I know that I do better when I work out. Okay, well then sleep in your workout clothes. So when you wake up in the morning, you got your workout clothes on. It's one less obstacle to get you to that workout. The other thing that helps prevent burnout, switching gears a little bit, apart from boundaries and healthy routines, is to incorporate creativity. So when we are creative, it's like the antidote to burnout, because when you are being creative and you're using the creative part of your brain, it activates a whole slew of interactions, hormone releases, energizing. So think about when you're like learning something new. Think back to when you were learning how to ride a bike with no training wheels. How hyper-focused were you on that, and how energized were you by doing an activity that you weren't sure about and didn't know, hadn't experienced, when the first time you rode a roller coaster? Like think about how energizing that is. So creativity is truly like activating a different part of your brain that's on a different hemisphere than the burnout phase. When you are creative, it is really truly helping your body counteract the burnout and the exhaustion. It's funny because as a person, I've always been a very consistent health person, I guess. I don't know how else to say it. Like I've always consistently been a person who works out like my whole life. And I'm not perfect at it, and I could work out harder some days, and some days I don't work out at all. Sometimes I go through a couple weeks where I don't work out, but typically I am a person who has always worked out. And even on my days where I'm like so dead dog tired, I will be like, all right, keep the kids for a little bit. I'm going to go do a workout. And my husband will be like, I thought you were so tired. I'm like, I am, but this is going to help me. And it always does. Like it's like working out is the antidote to being super tired. You can't run yourself in the ground, but that's just like some days we wake up and we're like tired and we don't feel like doing the workout. But after you do the workout, you have this new energy. You're a lot more alert and focused, and you can get through your day a lot easier had you not taken the time to work out. So I want to encourage you that being creative is very important. So find that outlet that is very intriguing to you, whether it's learning about something new, practicing a new language, painting, drawing, a whole slew of things could be creative for you. And really, creativity sparks just when it's out of the norm. So take the time to do something that doodle on a page, like just be creative, and it will help this burnout. Other thing is obviously something you guys know I've kind of touched on in talking about these different areas, but truly like knowing your physical care routine is so important when it comes to burnout. You have to have good sleep. You've got to have good nutrition, and you have to be like consciously aware of the choices you're making. Unplug from the things that we're doing and have that time to rest and recharge. And that's one thing I did during my burnout. I established a hard tech-free time every single day. I just want to encourage you guys that burnout is a real thing. Burnout is something that we are all dealing with. And I want you guys to know that you're not alone in it. You're not alone in feeling like this is just too much. I'm too tired. I have no time in my day. I feel very blasé about my life. Everything is just kind of like, I get it. I've been there. And it's time for you to make a change. There's literally nothing holding you back except yourself. And it's going to feel like you're going against the grain. It's going to feel like too much again to push against this feeling of burnout. But you have to take control. You have to take back control of what you're experiencing in this life. It's your first steps. It's your thought life that are going to impact your life the most. And so you have to do the things that are going to help you. And a key part of that is filling yourself up with God's word, because that is life-giving, truly life-altering. I just want to encourage you guys to make sure that you are consciously taking care of yourself and you're not just letting your bad habits rule your life. And that's what I want to help you break, because that's where you're spending most of your day, is in the day-to-day life. It's not on the vacations. It's not on the weekend when you finally don't have to work. The majority of your life is spent each and every single day. And it's the little micro habits that you have that are building out the full picture of your daily life. So if you can get a hold of the small habits in your day, eating better, sleeping better, praying, taking the time to be creative each day, if you're doing those things, you are going to have more progress toward the goals that you have set for yourself, towards the ambitions that you have. You're also going to become a lot more focused and clear on how to get there and the steps to take. So give yourself the grace and the rest and lay at the feet of Jesus your burnout season and get some clarity on what he needs you to do, what he needs you to say yes and no to. If this episode has pushed a button for you and you feel connected to what's been saying, or you know what we're describing here, and you or someone else may need this, please share this episode. Be sure to jump into the private Facebook group that we have connected to our community, our Bold Life community, which is boldpearls.com/insiders. And if you guys didn't already hear about it, I want to tell you, I have a quick little online mini course that I've developed. It's called the Daily Joy Reboot. It kind of takes everything we discussed here today and like dives super deep into it, the mental, physical, and emotional health, spiritual health of our lives. And it wraps up a lot of things that you can do daily with actionable checklists, templates, steps, play-by-plays to get you thriving in your life in 30 days or less. So it's a little course that you can take on your own self-paced, and you can go and get that, grab that course at a super, super reduced price right now at bit.ly/BLA reboot. And if you guys didn't know, BLA stands for Bold Life Academy. And that's where I will be having a lot more resources available to you guys through my life coaching. So check that out, bit.ly/BLA reboot, to grab that Daily Joy Reboot course. And thank you for tuning in today. So remember, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Bye for now, everyone.